This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Like many a good tale, this is a story of redemption. A story about a man with no heart. A story about second chances and choices. We begin in the cold streets of London. Two young carolers have been going from home to home, singing sweet tunes, handing out puddings, but most importantly, spreading Christmas cheer.
Don't be nervous. Just remember to smile when you sing.
Do we sing straight away, or do we give him the pudding first?
As soon as he opens the door, we sing. Then after he applauds, we give him the pudding.
And why are we doing this again?
We're spreading the Christmas cheer.
Maybe nobody's home.
What do you want?
On the first day of Christmas, my true love said to me,
"Go away! I'm sick of you dirty, rotten children singing dirty, rotten Christmas carols.
Have a heart. It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas. Humbug. Stupid time of year, Christmas. Children badgering, shiny plastic nonsense decorations, B-grade singing on every stupid street corner. I'll be glad when it's over."
I shot the sheriff.
Huh? Who's there? Stupid carols.
I shot the sheriff.
Who's there? Who is it? It's a ghost! Help!
But I did not shoot the deputy! It's me, Scrooge, your old business partner, Bob Marley.
Jacob Marley was my business partner.
Oh, really?
Bob Marley, he was a reggae singer in the 60s and 70s.
Well, I be coming to warning you, Scrooge.
Warn me of what?
Well, Scrooge, I was a nasty piece of work like you. I hated little children. I hated giving to others. And I hated Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
Then I died.
I know that too.
Do you know where I went when I died, Scrooge?
Heaven?
Not heaven.
Some kind of waiting place?
No, a waiting place.
You mean to tell me you went to... No, you couldn't have.
I did.
No!
Yes, Scrooge. They sent me to Melbourne.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry.
It's horrible, Scrooge. And you'll be going there too. Unless you be changing your ways.
Humbug, Marley. They'll never send me to Melbourne.
You'll have 3 visitors tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
3 ghosts.
Ah!
Change your ways, Scrooge.
Change your ways.
And in a swirl of wind, Bob Marley disappeared. Scrooge was left alone in his quiet abode, waiting, watching, for the first visitor to appear.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.